You betcha. Oh, who used to say that? You betcha. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show for this marvelous Monday. It's whatever you make of it. We got blue sky out there and just a great attitude. Until we start talking about the Democrats, and then I'm sure something will change. Did you have a good weekend? I hope you did. I did. I didn't do anything. Well, anything I see as productive. You know, did the whole house cleaning thing and played with the dogs and worked. Worked in my studio all weekend. So, nothing really productive. Watched videos of the hearings and, yeah, I was picking up on some stuff I had missed. And now I can see why people were bringing up Congressman Johnson again, the guy who thought Guam was going to tip over if we put a base there. Saying something about making a joke, of course, that the Ukrainian president had a look on his face like Trump had his daughter in the basement tied up and duct tape. Yeah, no wonder the media wasn't all over that one. Didn't want to make him look like the idiot that he is. How do these people keep getting reelected? After the Guam statement, how did this guy get reelected? I'm really hoping that Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto don't get reelected. They're already showing just the whole attitude, not what's best for the country, but the, I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to vote with the Democrats. Because it's so nice to say we have another judge approval. Woohoo! Give a woohoo! And that judge going to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Woohoo! More Obama picks gone. Trump getting judges. Let's see, I think the numbers were when so Trump has been president for, a little over 3 years. He has 50 federal court judges that have been approved. Obama, through 8 years, had 55. So I think we're doing pretty darn good. We have to get the courts back to actually interpreting the Constitution as what the founding fathers were going with. Not just getting socialist judges in there that are playing these games. Oh, well, if it's Trump, you know, we'll put a hold on that. Blocking things that are good for the country, good for the American people. Good for all of us, not just one party or the other. And it's just all in the name of hating Trump. It's unbelievable. I've got to stop saying that because it is believable now. That is just the way they work. Just the way they work. And it just goes to show you how it doesn't matter what the judges, the lawyers come up with. When we start pushing back, our voice is heard. And that's what you have to do, is push back. Did you hear about what's going on in Virginia with the governor there? I'm not talking about putting through that confiscation bill that they've brought up in the legislature, thanks to Bloomberg, because he bought the election. No, I'm talking about the people there. The people pushed back big time for their Second Amendment rights, which, granted, they shouldn't have to, because it's our Second Amendment right. They are backing down. The governor's backing down. The legislature's backing down. Who would have thunk it? And now, who would have thunk this? Governor Sisolak is taking a back seat. Maybe. We'll see how this goes. He still needs to be recalled. He still needs to be out of there. Smug. Yeah, you know. Here's the headline out of, well, you can go look for it. Just unbelievable. It takes a lot of courage for a politician to admit when he was wrong about something, especially if it means backing out of a campaign promise. Extra popular with one's political base. What does that mean? That means that he's finally getting it. When sheriffs sign a letter to you that they're not going to participate in this little sideshow he's doing. We're dealing with the sheriff of Humboldt County. We're dealing with sheriffs that are just saying we're not going to enforce background checks. Law, I mean, that's problematic. Well, yeah, it's problematic for the Humboldt County sheriff because they're trying to recall him. Something about twice the signatures that they needed. This is an emotionally charged issue he's figured out, thanks to Orrin Johnson, who did an interview for The Independent. Now Sisolak thinks that he may be wrong on the issue. Or maybe not wrong, but let's see. Candidly, I think I underestimated, there is a great word, the amount of emotion that was involved with some of the rural communities as it comes to firearms. I was kind of taken aback by this, just for the basic fact that, don't you think people have emotion over our Bill of Rights? Over our rights, our Second Amendment rights? The Second Amendment doesn't say anything about long guns, short guns, machine guns. We have the right to bear arms. It doesn't matter what those arms are. watching the Sandy Hook commemoration and or memories from people. That got my skin crawling. Once again, just a horrendous act, horrible act, but not by a gun, by a person. By a person who should have been looked into and who a responsible parent should have locked away and kept safe her firearms away from him. It wasn't the gun. It wasn't the style of gun. It wasn't the type of gun. It wasn't the manufacturer. It was the person. Mental health is being ignored in this country. We're seeing it in shootings. We're seeing it on the streets with the homeless. We're seeing it in commercials every single day, like 2-minute commercials every single day. They just want you to take a pill. Just take a pill. You don't have to just take a pill. You have to talk about things. You have to have a buddy. And we'll talk about buddies coming up next. As we continue on with our Monday edition of the Monica Jay Show, your show. What do you need to talk about? What do you want to talk about? If there's something that you need to get off your chest, 884-9910. Are these hearings just bringing you down? Turn them off. It's as easy as that. We'll give you the highlights. You don't have to watch the destruction firsthand. You can trust us with the highlights. The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show, live, local, FM Talk. Anything that you want to talk about. I like sharing my feelings and my opinions. Remember, it's just my opinion. And you can call and disagree with my opinion anytime you want. I've been taken to task a few times, especially when it comes to the hearings, because you have to know what's going on. You have to see what's on the other side of that face, especially when it comes to politicians. People show a different face. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So if you want to talk about water issues or land issues out in the rurals, that's fine with me because I love our rurals. Governor Sisolak, not so much. Now he's looking at an attitude, with this whole recall process going on and the whole thought of, maybe I won't be. I would like to have a second term as a Democrat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if the opinion that I'm not just the governor of Las Vegas, I'm the governor of Nevada. So maybe I should start taking a look at what the rurals are going through. Mm-hmm. 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about, but I want to continue on with my mental health observation. Social media, we're just closing ourselves off. Now, I've said in the past, we put a lot of pressure on kids. We do. Oh, my gosh. Every sporting thing they can do out there, ballet, all of the different youth organizations, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boys and Girls Club, Rainbow Girls, D-Malay, Job's Daughters. List goes on and on. Get them into an activity that socializes them with other kids. But just one. Let them find their space. But don't let them sit in a room or on the couch on this little rectangular device all day. It's great to stay connected. But not to live by this thing. This is what depresses us, that we don't have social interaction. Kids nowadays don't know how to deal with other people. They don't know how to deal with situations. And when they get upset, what does that do? They get them depressed. And they think that they have to turn to medication because that's what they see on television all the time. That's why I'm thankful for my DVR. That's worth the price of Charter sometimes, is just being able to blow past all of the pharmaceutical commercials that are 2 minutes long that are in every single break, it seems like. The pharmaceutical companies own this country. And they have this country addicted to whatever will make them feel better. When there are things that you can do just for yourself to take a breath, we can't keep putting chemicals in our bodies and then expect everything to be great, especially this time of year. Now, it's ironic, I was going to mention this, and it's blue sky and sunshine, gorgeous out this morning. Yet look into what your body needs. I had a blood panel from my doctor. Have them actually for the last 2 years, and last year she put me on vitamin D. She goes, "You are really low on vitamin D. I mean, normal's like between this and this, and I'm way under the bottom one." So I started taking a vitamin D tab every day. Go back, have it tested again. "God, you're even lower." So now I'm up to 2 a day. Even my husband, he goes, "Are these making any difference?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I think so." Because he was feeling just, ugh. So he started taking a vitamin D tab. He goes, "You know, I think that stuff works. I actually feel just better." This is a gloomy time of year. We got clouds, which is depressing, actually, because it brings our solar use down, but that's another story. But our bodies are a creature of nature. We need that sunshine. We need that vitamin D that builds up in our system because of that sunshine. And our nutrition is horrible. Horrible. The first thing that I did when I decided to lose weight is I stopped doing all fast food. And I feel so much better. I don't do soda. I feel so much better. People laugh at me when I say, "No, all I drink is water." We have to be in tune with ourselves, or this depression thing, this suicide rate, we're not going to see an end to it. And that the way that kids are focusing on social media and video games, that's not life. Break them from the screens. Break them away. So think about that this holiday season, too. You know, what video game are they asking for? Why not buy them a board game and show them how much fun it is to actually play a game with your family or play a game with your friends? And don't let them become little hermits. They might say you're from the Stone Age, but you know what? I'd rather be from the Stone Age than, you know, so utterly depressed that you can't function. We'll be back with a Supreme Court decision as we continue on with the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Stick around. I've got more for you. My opinion, remember. So where's yours? 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Not today.
Everywhere you go.
Starts to look like Christmas when I see snow on the ground. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me on this Monday morning. It's a marvelous Monday. Don't make it manic. Just take a breath. Whatever you think you're stressed about, just in through the nose, out through the mouth. Speaking of out through the mouth, sometimes you think you're going to say something and you're just getting... Take that breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Might actually solve some problems. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. So glad you're with me today, Mr. Paul White, Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno.org, by the way. So Paul sent me a quick text this morning, and I wasn't getting it, Paul. What's up with the Supreme Court?
What it is, Monica, the Boise versus Martin ruling that the Ninth Circuit Court did that said... cities can't arrest a homeless person for sleeping on a public spot if there's no available beds. And this is the one that at first glance people worried about, but it's not a problem at all. First of all, Reno has tons of beds, but then they said, well, they have to be public ones. Then Boise Martin says nothing about you have to let them use drugs or break the law. Or have stolen merchandise?
When did sleeping in a public place become living in a public place and camping?
Oh, right. Right. In other words, the cities, well, of course, the Supreme Court this morning refused to hear it. A bunch of cities had wanted them to try to overturn Boise, but actually I think it's good because I think the Supreme Court looked at Boise Martin and said, this doesn't, if you've just got somebody who sleeps there, gets up in the morning and goes about his business obeying the law, there's no impact. The cities are being overrun because they just rolled over completely on Boise Martin and enforced nothing.
Yeah, that's the big thing. So where do we go next? Is it up to the cities then?
Oh, absolutely. We just keep doing what Reno's kind of starting to do. The park ticketed to be cleaned out, targeted to be cleaned up this week is Whitaker Park by RPD. They got part of it. They say they're going to get the rest. They're looking ahead at Fisherman's Park 1 and 2, and if anybody hasn't been over there, you've got to go. It's totally taken over. They own the park. The criminals and the scofflaws own that park, and congratulations to RPD for looking ahead to saying that's not going to last. Going to get the Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec needs to do their part. They're kind of a weak link in this thing. They need to speak up, and So Reno's heading in a good direction. Slowly, not without being kicked along, but they're heading in a good direction.
Well, we say it's heading in a good direction because it's Reno, but what is that direction? Is that direction that the people are just going to now move to Sparks, or they're going to spread out into the community and head further out, say, into the unincorporated county areas? Because, you know, we've seen that they have vehicles, they have bikes, they have no problem just walking all day and still doing the panhandling for the drugs. They just want to get into the highly populated areas. So
right. Well,
how are we doing better?
Let's say Reno has the potential to be going in the right direction. And what it is, in other words, they've looked over at Sparks and seen they have far less problems because they're much tougher on the law. Reno PD is wanting to be the same way. We're finishing clearing off that property this morning, Monica, that really horrible one you went and saw.
Right up at Peavine.
So we're seeing that when a private property owner speaks up and takes action, things can happen. And what we need to do is get in touch and really push all the property owners up there who are allowing these illegal camps to get busy. In each ward, like I say, North Valley is Bonnie Weber. We need to get the council people to get involved and stand up for this stuff. So it's laid out what to do. For instance, QOL shouldn't have anything to do this morning. Parks and Rec should be circulating the parks, seeing stuff and moving them out, contacting RPD. The councilmen should be controlling their wards, getting RPD to come in, getting these private owners to do things. So when I say we've got a structure in place that we just need to keep pushing on.
So here is a question. Last week, Pat Cashel, the regional director of the homeless shelter, was on and said there were no beds. The beds were all full, and he needs to go in once somebody gets up out of that bed and it's, you know, clean and everything. He needs to go to the warming center and get somebody and say, okay, I've got a bed available. So those beds are full. Where are the beds that are empty?
Okay. What we've got, Monica, is this is going to be good also. The beds that we've got paid for with federal money are all full because they're a disaster, just like Pat Cashel's shelter is. They're violent, they're filthy, nothing happens. And because they cannot test them for drugs, make them work, make them behave, or make them get mental health counseling if they need it. So they're to build more public housing, just like what the city's doing. All it's doing is falsely subsidizing the market and keeping entrepreneurs out who would come in there and build private, clean, more clean, sober living homes, which are the real way to go. To have no public beds, so let's say tonight there's no publicly run beds available and the cops have got can't bust them for sleeping on the sidewalk. What they can do is say, we've got an area designated where you can sleep, like off there around those old warehouses on 4th or something. Say, you can be here by 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock. You have to be out of here by 6 o'clock. And they don't put up with any drugs, no stolen carts, no nothing in there. And they're immediately up and out. That's great. We shouldn't really have any city-run homeless shelters because that allows the scammers a place to hide. The people who are legitimate, Monica, are not on the street. We're on week 4 of our 30-day challenge. Okay, we're still looking for one person out of 1,000 on the street, one who has taken the chance to follow through and get into all the places we can get them into. Not one has followed through.
Well, I was going to say, but you've had a number of these so-called transients or homeless or, you know, that have actually agreed to come in and see you and do programs. What happened to them?
We did. We've had about a dozen over 3 weeks, none brought in by the council, all brought in by the ambassadors or us. Three-fourths of those 5-6 of those, when they heard they had to stop using the drugs and quit blowing their own check on drugs, and we'd help them get in a place and get them working the next day. Every one of those just disappeared. No, I'm not willing to do that because there's too much. They don't want to work. They don't want to use their own money. They don't want to go clean and sober. Now, of one out of that whole group that came along, she went over. We tested. Drug tester took her to employment place. 24 hours later, she had a $15.50 an hour job, and she still does. But what she refused to do is look ahead to going into sober living. So she's on extended stay over at VOA, and in about 5 more days, they're putting her out. She hasn't done anything with us to look ahead. So in 5 days, she's going to have a job. That's great. But she's taken no steps. We could have had her in a nice place for the last 2 weeks. So as of this morning, 3 weeks into this challenge, Monica, not one single person out of 1,000 scammers on the street this morning is wanting to take what's available today, which is housing, employment, and counseling. Not one.
And the Supreme Court or the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is saying it's up to you guys.
Yeah. So what the city needs to do is quit wasting the millions of dollars on the homeless shelter and this other stuff. Simply enforce the law. Let them sleep on the sidewalk if there's no drugs from the nighttime period. No drugs, no stolen material, no criminal behavior, and you're up and out of there first at sunrise. How many of them are going to stick around in Reno if we would enforce the law that way? And of the ones who would stick around, they would start to say, you know, a program looks better than this. They're not enabling me to get over anymore. We've got it right there, Monica. We've got it in our hands if we would simply do this. We heard something encouraging last week from CHAB, that community homeless group that's government-run. One of their members said they're looking at getting rid of the federal money for the VOA homeless shelter, which means we could run it privately and enforce those rules. That'd be a wonderful thing if they did. Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. It's the rules and regulations that are set forth from the government that we all know don't actually help people. So,
last thing you'd be interested in. Have you got a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
We got a call the other day from Olympia, Washington, and they had somehow gotten a hold of one of our Reno hot sheets. And they said, please, can you help us? We want to do a QOL Olympia. And I said, well, what's your situation? Well, they are one-fifth the population of Reno, about 50,000. And they have 2.5 times more homeless than we do. She said, how out of control is it? She said, in the morning, a homeless person can just call on a phone number and the community will deliver breakfast to them, fresh needles, clothes, and she said, we're trying to prove it because we know it's true, drugs.
Wow.
And she said, we have people monitoring the bus station. We're averaging 30 people a day coming, 30 homeless a day coming into Olympia. Reno, I hope you're listening. We can do better than this. We are starting to do better than this, but everybody who believes this, you got to join with us on this. You got to speak up. Boy, that's doesn't sound too good, does it, over there?
Yeah, it's a migration.
Right.
There's a network, and they know all they have to do is migrate to the area that is not enforcing the law.
Absolutely.
So there you go. All right.
Absolutely.
Paul White, Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno.org. Thank you so much for keeping an eye on the streets of Reno. Greatly appreciate it. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada and hopefully a few problem solvers out there as well. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Oh, we are. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. And let me tell you, we're going to change the words of that song to I'm Waking Up instead of I'm coming up, because a lot of people are waking up and cutting out MSM and, oh, let's see, CNN and all the other haters out there. This is going to be an explosive 2020. It is. It is going to be something to watch. People are tired of it. People are done. They're waking up to the point that they can't even stand their own political parties. Now, this man you probably aren't familiar with, you know, he's not a Jim Jordan that captures the spotlight, that, you know, go, yeah, yeah. Not a Trey Gowdy. Not even an Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler. His name is Representative Jeff Van Drew. And he is a congressman out of New Jersey. He won his seat in last year's midterm elections and has said that he's not going to sacrifice his career on the altar of Pelosi hatred. He's changing parties. Yes, a Democrat that is joining the Republican Party. 66, he's a former state senator. And he's balking at the sham proceedings against Trump. I mean, how interesting is that? That there are some Democrats coming forward and saying, you know, I'm done. I can't be a part of this. They keep screaming, Constitution, Constitution. How can the president, you know, hate the Constitution so much? And how can the, we're the ones that love the Constitution and are working for the people. No, they're not. Once again, I go back to, well, you could even bring Sisolak into this. You know, look at the promises he made to his constituents. I'm going to get scary looking guns banned. Now he's going to have to go back on his promise. But when it comes to promises made, promises kept, there is no limit to what Donald Trump has done for this country and for the American people. Democrats are working for the Democrats on Capitol Hill, not the American people. And it's becoming eye-openly for certain. More wall coming every day. Taxes going down. Now we just get the spending cuts in there. Budget cuts. Try to do something with these trillions of dollars in debt. Which I think can be done. If we start cutting programs that should not be in existence. Arts and humanities. How does that go to defend this nation? I mean, seriously. You go back, you look at what the founding fathers did with us. What is the responsibility? What is the role of government? It is not to be putting out all of these things that have nothing to do with our security. Things for the public. The water systems. The Food and Drug Administration. I get that's for our safety. But the Interior, the BLM, let the states handle the lands. Let the people handle the lands. If you go down the list of government entities, offices, seriously, that's where our money is going. First one we need to look at is the State Department. Department of Education, Department of the Interior. There's a lot of money that could be cut. A lot. I'm just waiting for a senator or a congressman to actually come forward and say, you know what? We're going to do this. 884-9910 on this marvelous Monday with blue sky and sunshine on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.